Here now is your OCM Regional News. I am Dale Enoch. Good morning to you. A mother and her son who were charged following the theft of more than $13 million from two ATM machines in 2020 have been set free. In the St. Anne Court in Jamaica yesterday, 24-year-old Amir Beckles and his mother, 43-year-old Anadine Silvera, were released. Their release is said to have come after defense lawyers argued the confession made by Mr. Beckles was forced. It's reported that in January 2020, Mr. Beckles, who worked as a driver and junior treasury officer for Guardsman Security, was apprehended and questioned about the ATM robbery. He reportedly confessed to being involved in the crime. In court, Mr. Beckles' attorneys argued that the confession was obtained under duress after an extensive 3-hour interview. They say he was without legal representation and was never advised of his rights. They contended that the confession was not voluntary. The attorneys further emphasized that for the majority of the interview, Mr. Beckles maintained his innocence. Meantime, Mr. Beckles' mother had been charged because during the confession, she reportedly received the stolen money and kept it safe. The lawyers argued that there is no evidence to suggest that Ms. Silvera was aware of any criminal activity. The Police Service Commission in Trinidad and Tobago has missed the deadline to lift the suspension of Commissioner Erla Harewood Christopher. Via her attorney, Mrs. Harewood Christopher, on Monday, demanded the PSC lift the suspension, which followed 2 days of questioning by the police. Mrs. Harewood Christopher has been told she is a suspect in a matter related to the acquisition of 2 sniper rifles for the intelligence-based Strategic Services Agency. The PSC instructed her not to report for duty until further notice. But attorney Pamela Elder, senior counsel, wrote to the PSC demanding the suspension be lifted by 2 p.m. yesterday. That deadline was breached. This morning, as threatened, judicial review was filed in Port of Spain. Meanwhile, the lower house of parliament will debate the PSC's nomination of Deputy Commissioner of Police Junior Benjamin to the post of Acting Commissioner of Police this afternoon. However, opposition MP Saddam Hussein last evening said today's planned debate may be futile.
This letter neither said Erla has been suspended. It neither said that she was terminated. It did not say that you should proceed on administrative leave. It didn't buy out her contract. So is there a vacancy in the office of the Commissioner of Police? This was an opportune moment, a golden moment to get rid of Erla, and I feel a screw it up. I feel a mess it up. Because in this letter, it doesn't tell Erla she's suspended. It doesn't tell her she's terminated. It does not tell her stay home because you are on administrative leave or you buy out the contract. So now we beg the question, is there really a vacancy in the office of the Commissioner of Police?
He was speaking at a political meeting of his United National Congress last evening in the Siparia constituency in the south of the country. And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good afternoon.